Okay, we left off yesterday talking about the ends of the Reb Chaim. So again, the basic Mahalach of Reb Chaim was such, without going to talking again, but the basic Mahalach of Reb Chaim was, is that the Shittas and Rambam is pretty much linked to the Sefer Aruch, in the sense that a Psigresha de lo Nichale reverts to become a Dover Shein Miskaven. The only thing is that it only becomes a Dover Shein Miskaven in the world Dover Shein Miskaven L'Chashabbos. Because the basic yisod of Dov Shem Miskaven and Shabbos and Kol Tarkul are very different from one another. Hudson oriented, one is Yediyah oriented. And if Sigrei Shalom Nichalei qualifies as a Dov Shem Miskaven because it's lacking in Ratzon, which is a Kol Tarkul issue, not a Shabbos issue, and therefore it depends on the Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, and that's ultimately how it explains many Gemara Masechet Krusos. That was the basic yisod in three sentences, basically what Reb Chaim, we spoke about for an hour yesterday. Then at the very end, Reb Chaim went on to tackle the Gemaras in Masechet Shabbos, and speak about Tzedes Nachash Leishchenu, and speak about Mekis Morsa Lehotzi Leicha. But the Gemara said that those things are mutter, and the lumbus that the Gemara gave was the mutter because the Melach Shetzich Legufas, the Melach Shetzich Legufas, a potter valasar, and the Makom Tzal goes Rabbanim. So that, of course, became very problematic because if the Rambam doesn't buy into Melach Shetzich Legufas, he paskins against Rabbi Shimon by Melach Shetzich Legufas. Yachid, he still quote those Gemaras. Reb Chaim Sechenev said that, well, those Gemaras are anyway mutter. Those didn't were anyway mutter. They're based on the principle of Dov Shem Miskaven. Dov Shem Miskaven, Sikresha of Nichaleis, by Dov Shem Miskaven. So the problem, I think we left with this Nakuda. How come the Gemara didn't say it? Is that what we left off with? Is that the Shai we left off with? Did we mention it yesterday? I forgot it. That was the last Nakuda. So if this answer to the Ram is so great, it makes so much sense that these are really. Ultimately, Dov Shem Miskaven, so I have Sigrational Nicholas. Why didn't the Gemara say that? So Reb Chaim says a very simple answer. Who remembers? Very, very simple answer. Who is talking in Masechet Shabbos? Who is the author of those statements that Mekis Morsa is okay and Tzadokhish is okay? Who was it? Anyone remember? It was Rav speaking. Rav happens to be the Amora who paskins against Rabbi Shimon in Dov Shem Miskaven. He's the one who follows Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says that the favorite of the third prep of Shabbos, that Rav Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by Dov Shem Miskaven. So therefore, Rav who Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by Dov Shem Miskaven, by definition held that a Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei is going to be a what? Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei is going to be Chayav. So therefore, there's no way in the world Rav could have formulated that as the reason for the Halacha. So everyone agrees there's a kula out there called Everyone agrees there's a kula out there called the Mepis Morsa. The question is, what's the rationale for the kula? So Rav offered his theory of Malach Shetzich Legufa only because Rav could not have offered the other approach. Because the other approach only makes sense in the world of Rabbi Shimon. So Rav, who held like Rabbi Yehuda by Dov Shem Miskaven, never have offered that approach, and he gave an alternate approach. The Rambam, who happens to paskin, strangely enough, by Malach Shetzich Legufa, that it's Chayav, could not have offered Rav's approach. Therefore, the Rambam was forced to give his approach. And what's his approach? It's a psikreishul omichalei, i.e. the Aruch is Dov Shem Miskaven, etc. So says Reb Chaim, at the end of the day, the din is true. There was never a machlekes where the din is true. Of course, Tzad Nachash Lashchenu is okay. Of course, Mepis Mors Losilich is okay. The only question is, what's the rationale? So, of course, the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Rambam says, I know I'm against the Gemara. That Gemara is Rav talking, and Rav happens to be a non-Rabbi Shimon person by Dov Shem Miskaven. So that was the last Nakuda of Rav. So there's one last Ha'ara that we have. I think we didn't mention the last time against Rav Chaim. I think so we left kind of hanging yesterday. That this whole thrust of Rav Chaim to call these two things, Mafis Morsa and say the Snachash, to label both of these things as basically Dov Shem Miskaven, basically Psik Reishis, basically Lo Nichleis, this is very, very questionable. Because according to what we thought the definition of Dov Shem Miskaven was, which was really Fetas by the Rashba and Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel, these don't seem to qualify as Dov Shem Miskaven in the first place. It means we're going down the wrong route. Because L'chora, both of these cases are missing the ABCs of Dov Shem Miskaven, namely, there aren't what? There are two parts. There are two ma'isim. It's one ma'isa, albeit with a different purpose. opening up this wound, with the purpose of getting out the morsa the whole tzilicha, so getting out the leicha instead of for the purpose of baking a hole. That's very much in sync with the model of malachas yetzias hagufa, or the case of tzedes nachash. There's one action. I'm trapping. I'm closing off. I'm trapping a deer. I'm trapping a snake with the purpose of different agenda than trapping was done in the Mishkan. So once I've identified something as one mice with a different agenda, I'm talking the language of Malach Shanti Yehuva, which is exactly the language that the Gemara and Rav use. So for the Rav to go ahead and say, well, we reject them. So Rav's not an option. We're going to come up with our own lingo. We're going to come up with our own rationale. We're going to come up with our own lumdus to permit this. And we're going to call it a Dov Shem Miskaved and call it a Psik Rachel Nichalei and tell you how like the Aruch and Shalom Yisrael because we're into Rabbi Shimon. So that seems to be almost like merging together the principles of Dov Shem Miskaved and Malach Shanti Yehuva, which is against the ABCs of what we've been thinking for the last week or so. So this is not my ha'ara, this is the Chazanish's ha'ara, right? When you read this Reb Chaim, you have to be struck by that nekuda of Reb Chaim. That's what the Chazanish says. Anyone who saw the Gugyot, saw the notes in the back of Reb Chaim. So the Chazanish basically says, if he doesn't make reference to the Rashba, anyone saw the Chazanish besides the people who I showed it to? Anyone looked at the Chazanish? Get a chance to look at it? So the Chazanish basically raises this objection. He doesn't use the terminology that we're used to. One Maisa, two Maisa. He doesn't quote the Rashba, but when you read that, right? Am I right? Yeah, because I told you that's right. So that's why it's right. Okay, good. So yeah, that's what the Chazanish said. That was the Chazanish's time against the Reb Chaim. Okay, so that was the Shirayim of the Reb Chaim from yesterday. Any last questions on this part of the sugya? Someone's with us? Yeah. No, the Chazanish rejected. There are other answers given to these Rambams. These are not the only answers to the Rambams. Any stretch. The Chazanish wasn't... He asked Kashi of Reb Chaim. He wasn't Riyashim. It wasn't his style. He had horrors against Reb Chaim, Kashis, and he had other Biurim and Rambams. Okay, bye, sir. We're ready to begin the next sugya. We have the next one coming. So it's the next sugya, kind of the next sugya. Thank you. Give me those credits.